Estella Wheeler's children describe her as a source of inspiration. By Neil Armstrong. The children of schoolteacher Estella Albertha Wheeler wants everyone to know that their mother was a woman of strong faith who instilled in them the importance of family, education, hard work, and doing what is right. They described her as a true role model who we will always look up to. She was the mother of Trayvon, Damien, Tisake, and stepdaughter, Norma. The teacher was born on April 15, 1959, and is from Kellets, Clarendon, Jamaica, and attended Clarendon College. Our mother was a kind, caring, and giving person who always put the needs of her family before her own. She was a strong woman who faced every challenge in her life with courage and dignity. She was a true professional and an asset to schools she taught and the community at large. Our mother was a source of inspiration to us all, and she will be deeply missed by everyone whose lives she touched, reads the obituary. On March 13, parents organized a community candlelight vigil outside the school to honor the grade 7 and 8 teacher at the Afrocentric Alternative School of the Toronto District School Board, TDSB. Ms. Wheeler was well-loved not only among staff and students, but the community in general, so this is an initiative that the parent community took on, said Principal Hugh Reynolds, who noted that the school was not involved in planning the event. On March 6, York Regional Police responded to an address in the city of Vaughan, Ontario, where they found a woman with serious injuries. Despite life-saving measures, the victim, Estella Wheeler, 64, was pronounced deceased on the scene. Her husband, Trevor Wheeler, 68, was charged with second-degree murder by the homicide unit. Maureen Burbick, a parent and host of the vigil, said the event was about the community coming together, honoring, remembering, healing, and sharing. Mrs. Wheeler poured out her love to everybody that she was around, whether it's a parent, a student, a teacher, a stranger, and it wouldn't be right to not let that love be shined in the community and shared. She planted that seed in the children, she watered it, she watched it bloom and blossom, and we have to keep that love going. We must allow her legacy to be what it is, love. Both Damien and Tisake attended the vigil, and although they did not speak there, Damien told journalists that he wanted to thank the community for their support, and the turnout demonstrated how much his mother was loved. Grace Ocklow, who studied with Wheeler, both as mature students at York University, said her friend graduated in 2012 and taught at a school in Etobicoke before teaching at the Afrocentric Alternative School. Ocklow continued on to earn her honors degree and graduated in 2013. Luther Brown, a former principal of the school, said Wheeler was one of the teachers that an administrator would want on their staff because of her pedagogy. Reynolds said the school will work with its community support worker and social workers to plan an event to honor Wheeler, who taught at the school for more than 7 years. The Thanksgiving service for Estella Wheeler will be held on Saturday, April 13, 10 a.m. at West Toronto Church of God, 1655, Wilson Avenue in Toronto. There will be a viewing that morning for an honor before the service. The visitation will be held on Friday, April 12, 4 to 8 p.m. at New Haven Funeral Center, 7025, Legion Road in Mississauga. The interment will be at Glenview Memorial Gardens, 7541 Highway 50, in Woodbridge.